This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian soldiers resisted a Russian ultimatum to lay down arms on Sunday in the pulverized port of Mariupol, where Moscow said its forces had almost completely seized in what would be its biggest prize of the nearly two-month war. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said troops in Mariupol were still fighting, despite a Russian demand to surrender by dawn. He told ABC's This Week program earlier on Sunday the city still has not fallen. He added that Ukrainian soldiers continue to control some parts of the southeastern Ukrainian city. Russia said Saturday it had control of urban areas, with some Ukrainian fighters remaining in the steelworks overlooking the Sea of Azov. Capturing Mariupol, the main port in the Donbas region, would be a strategic prize for Russia, connecting territory held by pro-Russian separatists in the east with the Crimea region that Moscow annexed in 2014. Palestinian medical officials say 17 people were wounded in clashes with Israeli police in Jerusalem Sunday. The unrest erupted after Israeli police entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound to secure the spot for Jewish visitors. The site is the third holiest in Islam and the holiest for Jews. It's often a flashpoint for violence. Police say visits by Jews are routine and accuse Palestinians of stockpiling stones in anticipation of the violence. This year, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the week-long Jewish Passover are occurring at the same time, with tens of thousands of visitors flocking to Jerusalem. Clashes erupted on Friday after police said Palestinians threw rocks at an adjacent Jewish holy site.